This podcast is brought to you by PrideNZ.com with generous support from the Royal Foundation.
I identify as a cisgendered female, cis being what I was born as, so I was born as a female and which I feel comfortable with identifying with.
What about your sexual orientation?
I identify as a lesbian when publicly asked. I don't go around telling everybody, whoa, I'm gay. But yeah, I never hide my sexuality. I'm pretty comfortable with it.
Emily? I use female pronouns, and I get asked like gender questions regularly, but I don't get offended, and my sexual orientation is lesbian, but I don't exactly flaunt it around a lot. But when I get asked, I answer with that.
I'm male. I'll just say that I like guys more than girls.
Cool. You two talking about how you kind of you say you're a lesbian if someone asked, is that, do you use that kind of language because you think people, it's easier for people to understand, or is that like something, like a word that you feel strongly attached to?
I think it's more understandable for people to say lesbian, I mean, as a cisgendered female, because if I say, like, I've told people I'm gay, but then they correct me saying, oh, so you're a lesbian, so that's pretty much why I immediately say lesbian rather than gay or homosexual.
I sometimes use the word queer in general, just as an over, you know, like I use that word a lot in general. I mean, if people ask, I'd rather say I'm queer than say I'm a lesbian, but people seem to like that word and they understand it a lot easier, yeah. But, you know.
What does queer mean to you?
I kind of use it as a word just for an overall word, like it's more happy and it sounds, it's an umbrella, umbrella word, yeah.
What do you guys think it's like to be, like, young queer people in Nelson specifically?
I find there's not too much of an issue. I find that there's probably a lot worse areas that we could be living in, definitely. I find even Tauranga and Wellington has like a more hate, I find like there's a more hatred around it there, and I've noticed on TV as well a lot more based in those areas, but I find Nelson's quite a comfortable place to live in being queer, so.
Yeah, I totally agree. Nelson's a very queer friendly place, and considering we're a small community, that's quite surprising, because rumors around here spread like wildfire, and you know, a majority of them, like, to people be secretive about it, but yeah, it's pretty chill here. I mean, when I come out to people, they're like, oh cool, I've gotten a few high fives as well from girls that are like, ooh, good job with it. And yeah, and going to an all-girls school, it seems like one of those things you want to keep quiet, but it's actually everyone's really accepting there. And yeah, we've got our own QSA and everything, so
it's all good.
Why do you think that is? Like, is there anything you think that's different about Nelson or that you have here in the community that makes it feel like that?
I find we're all able to express ourselves easily without getting, like, I mean, there's hate everywhere and you get, like, judged every day, but there's not as much judgment here on the streets as there is in other countries, that's for sure.
Yeah, I see that this community here is very accepting with difference, and they're very updated with change, so they fit in easily with this new marriage equality bill passing, so they're all very hey-ho about it, and they don't really judge on other people. So yeah, this is a very good community to be in for any queer folk.
How do you guys feel about the marriage equality bill passing?
I'm pretty damn stoked about it. It's a great revolution for us all, and it's good to have change, because it's kind of been wallowing in the whole tradition of man goes with woman for all that kind of stuff. So it's good that people accept the fact that people can love whoever they want to love, no matter what gender or sexuality or sex or anything. So yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm goddamn excited too. I'm just astounded. I'm happy that we're now, like, I mean, there's still countries left to do it, but we're in there finally, so yeah.
Were you involved in any of the... Did you, like, write a submission? Did you kind of get involved in any activism before the bill passed?
Well, we had done at my school QSA, or Queer Straight Alliance, GALS, we did a whole photo shoot where we took cardboard signs painted with little words saying, "We support the marriage equality bill." And remember my one had a rainbow Pokemon ball on it, which was a small little anime. It said, "Gay marriage bill, we gotta pass them all." Which, you know, was a play on words for the slogan of the TV series. And yeah, I got quite a few likes on that one on the social network, Facebook. And
I wasn't extremely involved, but I definitely sat on the couch and watched the whole thing. Definitely. And I, yeah, tears came to my eyes a few moments through that. So,
did QS, the Queer group you're part of here in Nelson, did you guys do anything as a group?
Well, we had our big party afterwards, which was extreme, and we had karaoke and everyone enjoyed the night. It was just awesome. Like, everyone was dancing and everyone met a lot of new people, and it was just nice to all be together again and to celebrate something definitely worth celebrating.
Previously last year in October around the Mass Parade, which is the big event we have for the Arts Festival, our group marched down the road, big street where everyone was marching, with a whole bunch of queer pride things, and we were supporting everything. And we had Stonewall, which is one of the first queer pride groups during the 1960s, and we represented them. And yeah, it was more of a thing saying, "Hey, we support you, and you're not alone in this town. We have a queer support group." Yeah.
Is having kind of a sense of community and belonging in this queer community important to you?
Yeah, it is. It's good for people to know that they're not alone, and it's more of having this community and being out there is also a sense to other people within the community that there are queer people here and there are differences, and that it needs to be an accepted thing because it's very well known, and we need to show people that it's normal. And for the younger queer people, it's good for them to know that there are communities out there that accept them. Like, if I never found this place, I'm not sure if I would have come out or not.
How did you get involved in Youth Care?
A friend of mine who was very good friend of mine, I met on the street one day, who was doing a petition for the passing of the marriage equality bill, and he invited me to Q Youth one day, and I came with him, and then that's pretty much how it all began.
Awesome. How about you two?
I haven't been coming to Q Youth for that long, but I find that it's an awesome place, and to notice that young people can come in and be themselves, and everyone can come in and be themselves and talk, and, you know, ask questions, and everyone can get anything off their mind and need to find out what they need to find out, and, you know, everyone's welcome and stuff like that. It's just awesome.
Do you think being part of a group like this and kind of meeting other queer young people has kind of, yeah, has that made much of an impact on you, or has it, like, changed how you feel about your identity, like being able to be in a place where you get to learn more about stuff?
It makes us be able to be more open, I guess, and definitely know we feel safe and always have someone to turn to, like, and especially looking forward to it each week. And, you know, like, if you have problems during the week, you always know there's someone that knows the problems and can understand what you're going through most of the time, and everyone's always here to listen most of the time too.
Yeah, it's good to get a little more experience with people, because in Q Youth we've got a variety of queer folk that it's good to, like, know what kind of things, a bit of queer etiquette, as I usually call it, like how to respect others' pronouns and respect others' identities and accept difference, and your difference can be accepted too. And if there's something that you feel uncomfortable with, then that's perfectly okay. You don't have to go through with anything. And yeah, it's a good community to be in if you're very secretive or just out there. And it's good for all ages.
What have your experiences at your schools kind of been like as a young queer person?
Well, at my school, it's pretty accepting, and which was, like I said before, quite a bit of a shock, considering I go to an all-girls school, so I was really expecting girls to run around going, oh, you're a lesbian, I can't get dressed in front of you during PE, or, oh, do you have a crush on me, do you have a crush on everybody, and yeah, I was surprisingly accepting. Everybody was pretty cool with it, and we've got our own QSA. It's good to see that started, which my older sister, who was at my school previously, was actually one of the founders of the QSA, and when I told her that I was going to be part of it, she was very proud of me, and she was proud that I would was so open about that kind of thing, and I wasn't afraid, and yeah, it was good to be in that kind of community. No one, I never had any bullying problems with her or anything.
I myself went to a college where there was all types of people. I myself was slightly in denial, not entirely, but more like everyone else was. I denied them interest in my life, like I didn't let on anything, and they kind of just hush-hush, and I was quiet throughout college, really, until I left, and they all realised I was gay, and that was the end of that, really. But I felt knowing that there was QSAs in the school was good. I wish now that I had definitely got involved and probably tried to help a lot of people, even at my school, because I noticed there was definitely not enough people coming out, and they had a struggle at that school. Not so much bullying, but they definitely, I think it was a hard school to come out in, and I wish I could have been there early and, you know, done something differently, but all in all, it was a good experience, that school.
How about you, Jack?
I don't really know, because no one really cared.
Did you have a QSA at your school?
For 1 year, and that was it.
You had a boys' college?
Yeah.
That must be, like, quite a different experience to come to the other school.
No one really wanted to mess with me, because I'm huge.
Have you seen much kind of bullying or anything happen?
Not really, but that might just because I'm over there and they might be over there somewhere else. So.
What was education kind of around sexual orientation and gender identity like in your health classes or other parts of the curriculum? Was there any, or what did you?
We had a fair, a small amount in health class. It was more like they wrote, you know, the words lesbian and that kind of stuff on board and was like, look, this is, they're out there, and that was more like that. It was more like that. It wasn't much of a broad, you know, they didn't really give us any information at all. It wasn't great. I'd say they probably should be clued up a bit, and the teachers should probably do their job a bit better, but hey.
At my school was pretty alright, considering we had a actual open lesbian teacher for our health class, and she was very open on the sexuality part. Like, she knew sexualities from all walks of life, but not necessarily on the gender part of it. She was very discreet about it, didn't talk too much. And she pretty much said, what is gender? And every girl in my class was pretty much just saying male and female, and we didn't elaborate that much. And I just remember raising my hand and saying, well, it's not so black and white, it's actually a spectrum and things like that. And then a lot of those students were getting confused, and I didn't want to make a whole cascade out of it. And so I pretty much just kind of stopped it with there. But yeah, there was just, it wouldn't be nicer to have bit more of a wider variety, and not saying that you don't only have to be this or this. There are as many different choices if you feel comfortable with it.
I was away quite a bit because I wagged a lot, but the days that I was there, we didn't do anything on it. So
it's nothing.
Nothing. Just yeah.
Does it ever get talked about in other subjects? Like, do you ever study, like,
biology or something?
Maybe. Or, you know, like, maybe, like, in English, like, a book about queer characters or the queer author or anything like that?
Yeah, there was nothing much on any queer history of the world. Like, there wasn't much on, like in English class when we were studying Oscar Wilde back when I was in year 9, no one said anything about him being a queer supporter or anything about his kind of association with the queer folk, and it was pretty much just, I mean, I can understand that, that's a little trailing off what we were doing, but, and yeah, they're like big rally groups of the 20th century. There wasn't anything on any queer groups, even though they had quite a big part to play, as in, like I said previously, Stonewall, which was one of the big queer groups of the 60s, and it would have been nicer to see that kind of stuff.
Did either of you two notice anything like that?
Well, in health class, when we were learning, you know, trying to learn about queer and stuff like that, we watched the movie Philadelphia, which was an insight to somewhat of what Americans are like when it comes to gay men, and starring Tom Hanks in it. It's quite a sad movie, but I'd say it was more like a teacher just forced, because it was a group of girls. Most of my health class was girls, and it was hard to watch, and I think it wasn't really done for a reason. We just kind of watched it, and then that was that. It was like, yeah, it wasn't much of a learning curve. It was just more like they just picked something just to, you know, get it out there. Yeah.
How do you guys feel about how queer and trans people are represented in the media at the moment? I guess you could also, yeah, think about different types of media. Like, I mean, there's like TV shows, with characters, but there's also things like how maybe our...
I find documentaries are the best way to find anything you know to actually watch. That would be the best thing. Live shows in general, like I love watching Ellen DeGeneres, but when it comes to shows that we have here in New Zealand, such as Shortland Street, and you know, which are what we call soaps and stupid programs that are on in the afternoons. These have fake characters of what people somewhat think gay people are like, and they try, but they kind of just make a fool of themselves in ways, yeah.
What do you think about the portrayal of like queer characters on Shortland Street?
I find they try their best, you know, and they more or less go by what they see on the streets, or they think they know, watching their own programs, I guess, or what they think's in their head. But they probably should think about getting characters that actually know themselves a bit better and maybe are what they are, and going that way about it instead of, you know, making people out to be someone they're not. Definitely just for the TV show.
I totally agree with the whole documentary thing. I mean, I've watched plenty of documentaries that are really good on transgender and intersex and things like that, but and not only do they do older people, but that are like sexually mature and things like that, but they also do small children that feel they have questioning with their gender identity, which I thought is absolutely phenomenal and spectacular. But when it comes to fictional shows like soap operas and things like that, good old stories, things like The L Word and Lip Service, all that kind of stuff, as much as they are good shows and very interesting for the dramatic side of it, when they gets down to the real queer thing, it's very off the chart. It's very like they are kind of more of over sexualizing it rather than actually telling you this is what it really is. And It's kind of sad, but at the same time, I mean, if that's what people want to watch, then go ahead. If it's media, it's media.
What do you think would make it better?
I think putting in more realistic things, like, I noticed that a lot of the time when watching lesbian soap operas such as L Word and Lip Service, that some of the women find that that their sexuality can be used to attract men as well as other women, and I think that's, I mean, a little ridiculous. Like, they're kind of over-sexualizing the whole lesbianizing thing, and it's, I mean, yeah, some people might do it, but it's a bit of a rarity, and it's just kind of sad that they think that lesbianism isn't more accepted than being gay and male. It's just more over-sexualized and things like that.
One show that I watched, all it was basically sex, and that's it. Which
was
a bit weird. It, I think queer as folk, they're just... Yes, let's go find someone to have sex with. Yeah, good, done.
Another show that I found quite astounding is A Little Britain. A lot of the episodes on that, they not so much over-sexualized, but more like they tried to over, like, make him extra queer or something, like, and made him seem like he was the only gay in the village. And I think they just, and that, I think they're trying to make it like a joke, and I think probably it would hurt a lot of people's feelings, and some people do take the joke, but other people wouldn't be really, you know, like it in some ways.
Are there any queer characters in the media, or even queer people that you see in the media who are real people, like in Nelson we have like Marion Street, the Labour MP, or like you mentioned Ellen, but yeah, especially in the media, are there any kind of positive portrayals you have seen, or like characters you think are really kind of good?
Whitney. That's all I can say. Whitney.
Tell us what Whitney's
about. Whitney on the L Word.
She's just to die for.
She isn't. She has recently gotten married to her girlfriend, Sierra, someone I know, and I think in general it was on TV because their program is their lives on live television, so in some way they've done a cool thing by getting it out there, and I guess a lot of people do follow that show. And other than that, I wouldn't really know any other character. I mean, Ellen DeGeneres has done amazing things, and Lady Gaga, another one, she's done some great things. Yeah, definitely.
I have always loved the work of Tegan and Sarah Quinn, who are Canadian rock stars that are twin sisters, and they're both queer and queer supportive. They've done many things. They've done posters for coming out and things like that. And not only are they queer supportive, they also are activists for many other rights, such as like don't wear fur, don't discriminate against race, things like that. And it's just lovely to see those kind of people are actually out there and not just focusing on one side, but a lot of others as well.
I find a lot of our talented musicians in the world, our queer musicians, are definitely doing a lot in the world. There's some characters I find on TV, but definitely our queer musicians are doing great things.
What other musicians do you guys think are doing great things? You can also talk about like books or comics and stuff that you kind of, and if you see queer characters being portrayed better there than TV, maybe?
There's a comic book that I once read once. It was more of a web comic, but which is a comic book on the internet. But it was a little comedic and very fictional, but quite true at the same time. It was called Lesbians from Outer Space. And it was all of these humanoid alien women from outer space that were all lesbians, but not only. Some of them were transgender as well. And they had their fun antics within the comic and things like that. All their little stories, but yeah, they also got down to some real stuff, like talking about some of the characters had problems with how they were feeling, like they don't feel male or female, they felt something else, and it was good for readers to look at it and see that yeah, it's just a wide spectrum of things. So
I find myself listening to a lot of girl punk bands. A lot of them are mostly just feminist in general, but a lot of them have a good word, like just being about open about everything, really. I listen to like Veruca Salt and, you know, like Pussy Riot, and they've got like some of the best words in their songs. Mostly just, they're just open to everything, and that's what I like in most musicians. And yeah.
Is there any kind of things in the media that you really like about
I reckon sports people are definitely something where if they do come out, it's a great thing as well, because a lot of people are more or less scared in sports when it comes to like coming out, because it's I feel like they have like a worry because it's you know, either a physical thing or people think it's a physical thing. And you know, when you're playing tackle rugby, and you know, people are a lot worried. And I've only heard of like one of our, I don't know if it was from our New Zealand team who came out or something, and he got a lot of shit for it. And I find that's why a lot of people, you know, having to hide for so long, and it's sad, but I like to see sports people coming out all over the world as well.
In the media quite a bit is that we had a, I think it was a council person here who was in New Zealand that was a on the Labour Party, and he was queer, you know, he came out as gay, and all in the media was all focusing on his sexuality rather than his political decisions, which I thought was extremely ridiculous, because that's really nobody's business but his. And also, going back to the sports thing, I was reading an article the other day on these two women that were, I think, in some sort of, like, quiet national Olympic sport that wasn't full-on Olympics, but it was in Russia alone, and it was two Russian women that were sprinters, and one of them had won a sprinting competition or something like that, and the girl that came second place, the one that won and the one that came second place both kissed, and within Russia, and them being Russian, it was a big deal because Russia recently has claimed war on homosexuality, and it's very good that they're protesting against that, because it's ridiculous to claim war on love, and it's good that someone's speaking up and saying, I don't think so, girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about things like Facebook and Tumblr and social media? Do you think they play a big part in how you connect with other queer young people, or feel community?
Tumblr. Tumblr is one of the best communities I've ever been on. I mean, despite, yeah, there are a bit of the cyberbullying on there, but you get that with pretty much every social network. But it's very minimal compared to Facebook and YouTube and all that kind of stuff. But Tumblr, I've found, has so many queer supportive pages and blogs, and they're just absolutely phenomenal, all these people that you can talk to and have a social connection with from all walks of life, and it's just so nice to see all that kind of stuff, and the creators and workers of Tumblr that started the whole site are queer supporters, and they have many queer people working in their offices, and it's good to see that just everybody's so diverse and open to everything.
Yep, that's definitely one of my favourite websites. I find a lot of the other ones are somewhat making the bullying worse, because it's making it easier, you know, for everyone to attack other people with words. But Tumblr's got definitely by far the least bullying I've seen on any website, and I find I can share a lot with the people on there, and they're all very supportive of me, and I'm supportive of them. But I find, yeah, Facebook's one that I'd like to try to use a lot less, and I'd like to find bullying on all sorts of other websites cut down a lot.
What do you guys think are the most kind of important issues that are still facing queer and trans youth in New Zealand today?
Well, recently a lot of people haven't been very, like, open to intersex, which is the child coming out with both male and female genitalia, and a lot of people are very not very open to that in the Nelson community, and recently we've had a person named Marnie that has come through, which is an intersex person that did a whole seminar on what intersex is, and they had gone to the States and interviewed heaps of people that were intersex or identified as intersex, and it was, I noticed that a lot of the people, including my own father, who came back from the seminar, had gotten so much education on what intersex really is and how it can be accepted, and it's not anything that should be defined as unacceptable or odd or should be changed, things like that.
What do you think issues are going to be in the future, like in, say, 10, 20, 30, 50 years?
I think we're still going to have somewhat the same problems. Like, people still think it's a choice, and, you know, everyone has a choice, you know, to be that way they are, but most of the time it's not. It's just the way we were born, and I think people are still going to have problems with accepting, but I just hope it's going to get a lot easier day by day, you know, slowly but surely.
It's going to take quite a bit of time for future generations to accept this kind of stuff. Like, I was kind of going back to the North American black scene of the African Americans, where the whole slave trade thing ended in 1863, and still up into the 1960s, blacks were seen as the odd race. They were seen as people were segregated and different, but I believe that's what's going to be for the queer people. It's like it'll take quite a long time for the entire world to accept all homosexual marriages, and it's going to take quite a bit, but hopefully day by day it will get better and people will be very more accepting.
I find that in this town in general, Nelson area, people have seemed to be more accepting in the bisexual area, and I find that hopefully it's just going to get better with, you know, all queer folk, and that people should just stop being rude in general and just accept everyone.
And do you guys have, what are your kind of dreams for the future? Like, do you want to get out of Nelson and the places you want to live? Do you want to get married? What kind of jobs do you want to do?
I definitely want to go back home to San Francisco, where I was originally from, and because San Francisco is pretty much the Republic of the Gays. It's pretty much where the hustle and bustle happens. But yeah, I definitely want to move. I'm not too sure on the whole marriage thing, considering I'm still young, and yeah, it's more depending on like whether I want children or not, and it's good for the whole marriage thing, because not only is it a nice tradition thing, it's all good to get married and because I love you and things like that, but it's also good for the political and governmental side of it, like the whole having children and all that kind of stuff. It's great to have that, because also adopting as a couple, not singular, which is all good.
I'd definitely love to get married one day. I'd definitely love to have children. I'd love to make a difference in other countries, everywhere, you know, going over there, sharing stories, trying to help out as much as possible. But I'd love to live my life to the fullest here and make a difference as much in my backyard as possible, you know.
I don't know.
And maybe to finish up, what is your favourite or one of your favourite things about being a queer young person in New Zealand today?
Being a queer person in New Zealand is good to get into that kind of change thing, like showing people that, or especially being out, showing people that you're not afraid to love who you want to love, and that you accept the change in a lot of things, like the whole marriage and adoption and things like that, and having children and saying that no, we're not that different, we are like you, we just want to love who we want to love, things like that.
I love the fact that I can love girls freely without you know, getting any hate. I love the fact that people see me as someone they can talk to, because I'm open about myself, and I find it makes, you know, sometimes it makes people uncomfortable and sometimes it makes them more comfortable, you know. And I just love it. I love everything about it.
Favourite thing.
What's there to be favourite about?
That's a really good question. Worst thing.
I don't know, just people being dicks.
People being dicks. That's hard, eh? Is there anything else you wanna add or talk about?
Thank you for listening. That's all.
Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed it.